This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good morning. Well, the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency is inviting farmers to join them today and tomorrow for Donut Days. County Executive Director John Nolan says the Carlinville staff is purchasing donuts and coffee with their own proceeds, and if you're a farmer, you're invited.
Yes, Katie, what we're doing this year out of encouragement to get producers on a cold January day, January 9th and 10th, that would be this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, we're encouraging any producer in Macoupin County to come into the county office to have a donut and a cup of coffee on us, meaning that the county office staff and myself are purchasing donuts out of our own individual contributions, not government fundings, and we are encouraging producers to come in and have some coffee and donuts. And hopefully, while they're here, we would encourage them to sign up into the 2018 ARC POC program. Producers must annually sign up for that program to be eligible for it. We're currently sign-up started nationwide November 1st, so we've been doing this for a couple months. And the sign-up goes to August 1st, but we always encourage producers to come in early as possible. Wintertime is a great time to get signed up. And if the producers have time, we would sure love to have them come in Tuesday and Wednesday and have some coffee and donut on us.
Well, it sounds like a great reason to stop by because they're going to have to get signed up anyway, so why not do it on a day that you've got a little value-added stuff going on? John, how is sign-up going for Macoupin County?
In Macoupin County, I think we're doing excellent. We've got approximately 35 or 36% of our farms signed up. Currently, over the last couple months, we've been catching a lot of producers when they've come in and report their fall seeded crops here in November and December, and we were able to catch a lot of them when they were coming in or to report their crops. We signed them up at the same time, and January can be a little slower, so this is an idea of the staff and myself to just get producers in, encourage producers to come in on a cold day to enjoy some coffee and donuts on us.
And as you told me before we started the interview, this is an opportunity for conversation. If they have questions about other programs, not just ARC and PLC, you're more than happy to talk to them about those.
Absolutely. If a producer has a question on any other program, whether it be a facility loan, a farm loan program through our farm loan side with Larry Miller, our senior farm loan officer, or they have a question on CRP, Conservation Reserve Program, or any program that we have, multitude of programs. If they have a question or they just want to come in for a coffee and donut, they're more than welcome to come in. Just say hi.
I know this is a slower time of year for farmers, so it is a good time to invite them in. I imagine it's a little bit slower for you guys, too. You're not near a deadline, so you've got that time to have the conversation.
Well, you know, we've been fairly busy all fall. We've of course, our crop reporting deadline ended December 15th for fall seeded crops, and we were fairly busy catching guys, as I said, to sign them up. And we also had our normal producers who come in for a 2017 marketing assistance loan for a price support loan. We made a number of those this fall, and that's typically when we make our price support loans to producers after harvest. And you're right. It's a little bit slower now. This is a little bit of an encouragement to get people come in.
Well, sounds great, John. It sounds like it'll be a couple of fun days. And if you don't mind, let us know when that's happening again.
Tuesday, January 9th, and also on Wednesday, January 10th is the entire day, and we'll have plenty of coffee and donuts for everybody.
John Nolan with the Macoupin County Farm Service Agency. And once again, those donuts are available today beginning at 7 a.m. and they will be available throughout the day until 4:30 and the same hours for Wednesday, January 10th. In other news, ag giant Cargill along with the Hershey Company are the latest to drop out of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, joining at least eight other major companies in retreat. The two join Tyson Foods, Campbell Soup Company, and others who have recently left Washington, D.C.'s largest food industry association. Politico reports that many of the companies that have left are viewed as more progressive and had unsuccessfully fought to push the association into adopting more transparent and consumer-friendly policies like GMO labeling. A Hershey company spokesperson offered little reason, but stated the membership was not renewed following an annual review process. A spokesman for grocery manufacturers told Politico the association was working closely with its membership to evolve with the changing times. Well, looking back at some Illinois news, the 2018 Illinois Specialty Crops, Agritourism, and Organic Conference and Trade Show is taking place this week at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. The conference runs tomorrow through Friday. Workshop topics include high tunnels, food safety training, growing and marketing pumpkins, legal and labor issues for specialty growers, agritourism and marketing, and those are just a few that are being offered. The conference trade show will be open Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., Thursday 8 a.m. to 5:30, and Friday 8 a.m. to 1:30. And on-site registration is available for the conference. In other news, organic milk sales are dropping, but sales of so-called plant-based milk are rising. The Wall Street Journal reports organic milk sales fell 2.5% in 2017, slightly less than traditional white milk that fell 4.5%. Plant-based milks rose 2.9% in sales. However, the largest gains in milk sales were seen by specialty milk, which would include products like lactose-free. Organic milk prices fell from roughly $40 per hundredweight in 2016 to $27 in 2017. Organic dairy processors are looking for new ways to move the product. Company officials at Organic Valley, the nation's largest organic dairy cooperative, expects prices to stabilize in 2018 and hopefully improve in 2019, but did not expect the market to take its recent turn. Meanwhile, farmers who spoke with the Wall Street Journal said the market conditions were tough to deal with, and one was even culling dairy cows to adjust. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.